And we thank you, Lord. I thank you for Brother Bradley tonight. I thank you that he's brought that to our attention tonight to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. I thank you for the people that pray for me in this place each and every day. Lord, I thank you for them. I thank you for the army that you've built here at this church. I thank you for the brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for what you do. Lord, I pray tonight that you'd guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord, you know the temptation that come my way this week. And Lord God, you know how it was handled. And I thank you for that, Lord God. God, I thank you for my family. I thank you, Father, for them in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight as we study a portion of your word, Father, we see that you're still showing grace, you're still showing mercy, and you want people to come to know you before it's eternally too late. Father, I thank you for that tonight. Have your will and way, and it be in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. And tonight as you come and we look, Revelation chapter number 15 and Revelation chapter number 16, they both speak of the vile judgments that are going to be poured out. At this point, man has refused salvation and the result is judgment. Here is at the very, going toward the end, judgment is going to happen and the seven angels are given the vials of God that are full of his wrath. They're full of the wrath of God. God's judgment will be poured out. Just if you don't believe me tonight that God's going to judge folk, you remember this tonight, you can ask Sodom and Gomorrah, if you could ask them, and they'd tell you that God's wrath is poured out. You can ask the ones that clung to the ark when the flood came, and they'd tell you that God's wrath is going to be poured out. Folks, when the vials are poured out, it will be quickly. It'll be when you pour something out tonight, I want you to know it goes out quickly. It goes out of that jug or goes out of that spout very quickly. So tonight, let's look at the seven vials that are mentioned here in the Word of God. Chapter number 16. Well, if you go to 15 first, it says in verse number 1, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And then we go to 16:1. And the Bible says, and I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshiped his image. So I see tonight, number one, the first vial judgment that is going to be poured out is found in verse number 1. In verse number 2, the Bible says that this judgment is going to be a grievous sores. Have you ever had a sore that wouldn't get better? Have you ever had a sore that was just infected? That ain't got nothing compared to what's going to be going on here. It says these sores would be noisome. It would be a sore that would make you moan. It'd make you groan. There'd be pain found in this. It'd be a painful sore. It'd be a sore that no doctor can be able to cure. It'll be an incurable sore. They can go to the doctors. They can go to any doctor you want to go to. You can go to an infectious disease doctor and he won't have a cure for it. There is no cure for this sore that is going to come upon these folk. And this sore would be oozing. There'd be stuff oozing out of this sore. These sores will fall upon those that worship the Antichrist. Those ones that have the mark of the beast on their life. They're going to have these sores amongst them all over their bodies. They're going to be coming out. And you say, preacher, will these sores kill them? Oh no, these sores won't kill them. There's going to be more that comes out of these judgments. That is the first vile judgment that is poured out. It'll be a grievous sore that'll come upon the people. And number 2 tonight, let me show you this. In verse number 3, it'll be a second vile judgment tonight that is going to be poured out. And it is the wrath of God. And that is the death that's going to be in the sea. In verse number 3, the Bible says, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And I want you to get this tonight, that second judgment that's going to be poured out, it's going to be poured out into our seas. And everything that is in that sea, every life that is in that sea is going to die. They will not survive when this is poured out. The sea became as blood. Every living creature in the sea will be destroyed. Can you imagine how it's going to affect the food at that time? There'll be no fish. There'll be no shrimp. There'll be nothing to eat on like that. All that stuff is going to die. And in Exodus 7:17, we've already seen where he turned the blood, the water into blood. Thus saith the Lord, in this shall no that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink. Can you imagine? Have you ever smelled, oh, dead fish? It don't take but just a very small handful of dead or rotten fish, and it stinks up everything. Can you imagine the sea when everything in it dies? Can you imagine how it's going to come up the coastline, how it's going to get inland, how that stench is going to get up? And you know this as well as I do. When that starts coming up, people are going to get sick, and they're going to get sick in the way that they live. And the fish that's in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe the drink of the water of the river. All that water is going to turn into blood. Everything in there is going to die. There's going to be no marine life left, and it's going to be dead. I say to you, that's a pretty big God, amen, that can destroy all of the life that is in the sea. But let me show you this third vile judgment in verse number 4 and verse number 7. It is the vile judgment that the water becomes blood. In the first vile judgment, we see that the sea and the ocean, that if you will, all of that becomes blood, and all of the animals die that is in the water, all the marine life. But that's not counting the rivers that you know as and I know now. That's not counting the Buddy Hatchie out here. That's not counting the Sipsy. You say, well, I have water to drink. I just won't go down there. I'll stay here. I'll take water out of my well. I ain't worried about city water. Preacher, I'm on well water. Did you not know that your well water comes from underlying springs, underlying groundwater? Hey, it ain't your water, it's God's water, amen? It's pumped, they're digging down deep enough to get into that water. And you say, well, I'll have well water, I won't have to worry about it. Even your well water will turn to blood. Look what he says here in verse number 4 of Revelation 16. And the third angel poured out his vial, and here it becomes, and it, out of the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shalt be, because thou hast judged this. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. You say, preacher, why did this blood come? Because wicked men had already killed the saints of old. They was bloodthirsty, and they wanted to kill a men and women of God. And God said, blood is what you want, blood's what you're going to get. Can you imagine drinking blood? How filthy that is. How nasty that is. You don't want nothing to do with that. They're going to be so thirsty. There's going to be no water left. You're not going to find water. Dasani's going to be out of business. Can I get an amen? Hey, you're not going to find Dasani water. There's going to be no water. There's going to be no filtration system. You say, well, man will be smart enough. He'll build a filtration system. It won't work. Can I say to you, when God pours his judgment out, man can't do nothing about it. It says the wicked had shed the blood of saints and prophets, and now God is giving them what they want. Can you imagine when that, without water, plant life will not be able to grow, and the oxygen supply will be affected. There'll be no crops to be grown. There'll be no water. All the water will become as blood. And I want to give you this. He does it in a sequence that man will suffer. Man will suffer. If you don't come to know Christ Jesus, I want you to know you will live a life that will suffer. If you leave this life and you don't know Jesus, you'll go to a devil's hell, and you will suffer. And you'll suffer, number one, because there ain't going to be no water there. Amen. There ain't going to be no water there. You know what the man did when he lifted up his eyes in hell? He just wanted a drink of water, but there wasn't no water there. And let me give you this. The fourth vile judgment is there's going to be scorching heat. He took all your water, there is no water, and then scorching heat. When you get in scorching heat, what do you want? Water. You get hot, you want water. And there's going to be no water. Look what he says in verse number 8 and verse number 9. The fourth vile judgment that is poured out. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. And power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. He scorched these men with fire that is alive. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. When this came upon them, you say, hey, you would think they would repent. They repented not. Why? Because they was in misery. They was in pain. Look what it says. It's going to be scorching heat. The sun will scorch folks with fire and great heat. Water is going to be corrupt. Can you imagine being so hot and having no water? Your Old Testament prophets has prophesied of this. Malachi 4:1, the Bible says, For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all that do wicked shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. That's the fourth vile judgment. Can you imagine being burnt up? Can you imagine the sun being so hot that it is scorching you? Let me give you this. Can you imagine having no water? You have no water to drink. You hear burning up. You're hot. You're still living. And then darkness comes. Darkness comes. Y'all know everything gets worse at night. Darkness. When it gets darker. Look at this. Verse 10, 11. The fifth vile judgment is going to be poured out. You're not going to have no water to drink. You're going to be hot, and it's going to be darkness. The sun's going to shine. It's going to have the heat. It's going to radiate down. It's going to be able to burn them, but they're not going to be able to tell where it comes from. Get this tonight. The darkness. In verse 10 and 11, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. Man, can you imagine this? And they blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pain and their... I told you the sores that's going to be up on them. They've got sores. They've got no water. They're being scorched. And now they're in darkness. Man, you're talking about a time a man needs to be calling on God. But look what he said. And they blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores. And they repented not of their deeds. They kept on doing what they've always done. The darkness is going to produce pain. They're going to gnaw their tongues for pain. You ever seen somebody in pain gnawing their tongue? I have. Have you ever seen, okay, maybe not in pain, but have you ever seen somebody mad and gnaw their tongue? Oh, yeah. If you ain't never seen nobody very mad. I've seen people mad. I'm talking about son, they about break their teeth, they get so mad. I mean, you look at them, they just gnaw and want to. Y'all ever seen somebody like that? I'm talking about mad. I'm not talking about my wife or anything. I'm just talking about mad. You know what I mean? I'm talking about gnawing on something. But they can't get a hold of it because they can't see it. They're getting all this pain, and they don't even know where it's coming from. All they have to do is repent. All they have to do, there's nothing coming. Look what he says here. And the darkness is going to produce pain. They're going to gnaw their tongues for pain. Unbearable heat, no water. Darkness will have people literally wasting away upon their feet. They're going to want to die. But in Zechariah 14:12 it says, and this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes. Their eye, they're going to have eye sockets. They're going to be that, man, they're in a bad shape. They're going to be their eye holes. And their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. That's the fifth judgment, is darkness. I'm going to go to the sixth judgment tonight. And I want to get through these tonight because I just want to get through them. You see tonight the sores. You see no water. You see how hot it is. Man, I'm talking about it's so scorching hot. You see the darkness. And then they think, how worse could it get? And then this next one ought to really key you up. The Euphrates River is going to dry up. Do you know right now? The Euphrates is as dry as it's ever been. I've not been there personally and put a gauge on it now. I can't tell you that. But hearing scholars, and I'm fixing to dispute a few here in just a moment, not because I'm a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm very conservative in how I read the Bible. So I'm going to show you what I'm going to dispute here in just a minute. But the Euphrates is drier than it's ever been. And then when the Euphrates dries up, war is fixing to happen. When the Euphrates River dries up, war is coming. Look what the Bible says. Look what the Bible says. Look at verse 12 and 16. This sixth vile judgment. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water therefore was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. What is he preparing? He's preparing all nations to fight. Whose vile judgments are these? It's God's. He's poured it out. When the Euphrates dry up, all these... Right now, what do you hear? Nations fighting against nations. This and don't want to get in it. This and don't want to send military aid. This and don't want to do that. This and don't. Well, preacher, this don't pertain to me. This is letting you know you're fixing to go out of this place. So when am I going, preacher? I don't know when we're going. I just know it's getting closer than it's ever been. And it's a fight everywhere you turn around. There's a fight going on everywhere you turn around. The river is drying up. The fight is at hand. And what he said he's doing, he is preparing it for all these to come together. I want you to know God has a plan, he has a purpose, and he orchestrates it. And nobody can do anything about it. He's going to do his plan. And it's, look what he said. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles. Can devils work miracles? Yes. Yes. Which go forth unto kings of the earth and of the whole earth to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. He's dried up this river, and they're going to go to a place and fight. And in this valley, look what the Bible says. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth. This is written in red in my Bible. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. He's put all this vile, all this is on these folks. And then he says, that's not the end. He leads them all, nations against nations. Military against military. Soldier boys against soldier boys. And they're all going to meet in one valley. They're all going to meet in one place. And they're going to meet in this place called Armageddon. Let me give you one. The unclean spirits will come forth like frogs out of the mouth of the dragon. And it will work miracles together, the whole world together for battle. The battle is Armageddon. Joel 3:11-15, the Bible says, assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty one comes down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I set to judge all the heathen round about. He said, I'm bringing them to this valley. I'm bringing them to this place. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. What is it? They're full. It's time. Multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decisions. You done had your chance to make a decision. Now he's taking you to that valley because you didn't make it. Boy, that alarms me. The sun and the moon, I done told you it's going to be dark. They ain't going to know where. The moon and the sun shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Revelation 14:20, and the wine press was trodden without the city. Joel just prophesied about the wine press and how it's ready. And blood came out of the wine press, even unto the horse's bridle by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Okay? By the space. You say, preacher, what do you think? And here's where I want to tell you this. I read this. Some commentary said this 200-mile stretch here is going to be the blood, really, the Bible really don't mean it's going to be up to the horse's bridle. I want to ask you, who in here has heard that at the Battle of Armageddon it's going to be up to the horse's bridle? I hope you've heard it. I mean, most of us has heard that. The blood's going to be so deep. But your real smart commentary said, well, not really, it's not going to be up to the bridle. What that really means is them horses are going to be running and they're going to throw blood up to the bridle. I don't believe that. Why? Multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of people are going to be in that valley. They're not going to be thousands of people. They're not going to be millions of people. They're going to be billions. There'll be so many people in this valley fighting. And when the day of the Lord comes and that time comes and that battle of Armageddon and they start slaying one another and it starts taking place, that blood is going to flow out of them folks. Folks, what is it that saves your life? The blood of Jesus Christ. Without the blood, Hebrews 9:22, I believe it is, without the blood there is no remission. Without the blood, there's no remission. It's not what? There's no forgiveness. I believe when that blood comes out of them folks, it's literally going to be every drop in their body. If I don't believe that that's going to be up to the bridled neck, what about crossing the sea? What about Jesus being rose from the grave? Well, really, it's, no, it ain't really. It's what the Bible says. I believe that blood, and this is me, and you believe any way you want to on it. I believe literally what the Bible says, that this blood will be up to the bridle's neck. That's the power our God has. It takes blood to save you, and when you ain't got blood, you die. I talked to David Barnes this week, and me and him was talking about death. A crazy subject, ain't it? And he said, you know one thing I've realized? When that blood quits pumping, it's over. You can look good, feel good, whatever you want to do, but when that blood quits pumping, it's over. Folks, I want to say to you, when that Euphrates dries up and that battle of Armageddon takes place, it's over. It's over. We're at the sixth vial right there. And we're fixed to go into the seventh. And you say, well, can it get any worse? Can it get? Yes. Yes. If you're not excited about your salvation, we're in trouble. If you're saved, you're not going through none of this. But we're supposed to be watching. We're supposed to be warning people. You don't want to be left behind. There ain't no man in this room wants any of his family left behind to go through this. And you say, preacher, if they are, they'll repent. You heard what he said? You heard what he said? He said they wouldn't repent. They blaspheme. And the seventh vow, you know what blasphemy gets, don't you? If you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, death. In the Old Testament, you got stoned to death. And that seventh vial is hell being poured out. Stoning. Stones. Let me show you. Man, I got to hurry. Let me show you this. All right. Let me show you this. The seventh vial judgment in verse 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. When the last vial is poured out, that's the vial it is. It's done. It's sealed. What's fixing to take place? This is going to end it. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the city of the nations fell, and the great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierce of the wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague therefore was exceedingly great. Out of all them plagues, he said, this is exceedingly great. You say, what does that mean, preacher? The earthquake will be so powerful, islands will be gone and mountains will be leveled. Hawaii will be no such thing. Any island you can think of will be no, it's what it says. Be gone. Every mountains you know that you love to see and go to, they're going to be flattened. Haggai 2:6 says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. What your Old Testament prophets is telling you, the Lord said, oh yeah, by the way, I told them to write that, and now I'm telling John what's going to happen too. Hailstones, I'm going to give you this and we'll close. Hailstones will be the weight of a talent. It's what your King James Bible said. Be the weight of a talent. A talent will be around 100 to 125 pounds, a stone. Most men in this room, 125 stones heavy. If I took a 100-pound stone right now and dropped it on Brother Mason's head, you probably, now I don't know, you may not survive. You may not. But if it falls from heaven, you ain't going to survive. You drop it off this roof down and you're dead meat. What do you think is going to happen when it's falling from heaven? 100 to 125-pound stone coming down. People will still blaspheme God even when these are falling. Get this. Blasphemy was a stoning offense. The last thing, the only sin that's unforgivable, the only sin that cannot be forgiven is blaspheming the Holy Ghost, blaspheming against God, blaspheming against you, saying there is, I will not repent, I will not. I will not turn to you. That's when he says it is done. He gave them all this opportunity, and he finally gets to the place, he said, I'm done. I'm done. Parents in here, have you ever told your kids, I'm done? I'm done. I'm done. But then what'd you do? You went back and helped them, done whatever. Might have did, might have not. He's not this way. When he said it was finished on the cross of Calvary, it was finished. When he says it's done in Revelation, it's done. It's done. Leviticus 24:16, it says, "And he that blasphemed the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land. When he blasphemed the name of the Lord, he shall be put to death." At this point, nobody will be able to say the Lord did not give them a chance to be saved. They're waiting on them to come in. And I want to share this with you before we pray. I want you to go home. I want you to read that chapter 15 and 16. And you see what God's going to pour out. What God's going to pour out. And you say, "Preacher, why is he going to do that?" Because it's going to come that time. Man, he's gave everybody an opportunity. There won't be a person that said that he didn't try. There won't be a person. Even during the tribulation period for them 7 years, there won't be a person to say he wasn't merciful. He gave them 7 years. Still wouldn't. Folks, I don't know. I don't want to go 7 minutes without repenting if I know I've done something wrong. I want to get it right. I want to stay right. I want to be right. I want to be right where God would have me to be. And I pray tonight when you go home, you think about that tonight. He's a just God. And he's going to send judgment one day. And I don't want none of my family to be here and go through any of that judgment. Father, I do love you and I do thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for this study. Thank you for the songs that were sung. I thank you for Brother Bradley tonight. Lord God, I lift him up to you once again. Lord, I thank you for putting that on his heart. Lord, I pray you bless him and his wife and his kids. Lord, watch over them throughout this week. Be with every member of this church, every visitor that's come in. Lord, I pray you bless them. The ones that's got surgeries coming up, heart tests. Sister Donna talked about her, I believe, three brothers. One of them being Brother Ricky, Brother Junebug. Lord, I pray you watch over them, touch them, help them, heal them. Lord, I pray it in the name of Jesus. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.